So where did the Chashmonaim light the menorah? So I just do a little bit of a background. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that the place in the Beis HaMikdash where it discusses a place in the Beis HaMikdash where the Chashmonaim hid the stones of the Mizbeach that the Yevanim had destroyed and had made Tameh. So clearly the Mizbeach was destroyed in the fight with the Yevanim, and when the Yevanim came and desecrated the Beis HaMikdash. Now, when was this Mizbeach rebuilt? So the Paradis Yosef cites the Megillus Tainus, and it says that the Greeks, when they destroyed the Mizbeach, Chashmonaim, when they rebuilt a new one, they rebuilt it, but only after the 8 days of the oil. So there was no Mizbeach on Chaf Hei Kislev. As opposed to Vitosus Yontif, who cites the Sefer Maccabim, apocryphal literature, but it's citing Vitosus Yontif, that the Greeks destroyed the Mizbeach, but the Chashmonaim rebuilt the new one immediately on the 25th day of Kislev. Just as a side note, it makes sense, according to Vistosis Yontif, why we say the Ramah says that one of the special aspects of Chaf Hei Kislev is the day that we have Chanukah Samizbeach. Simply put, that refers to the date in the time the Mishkan was set up. But, you could also read that, according to Vistosis Yontif, that it's Chanukah Samizbeach, that the actual Mizbeach was, dedicated as well. That's why we say Ozeg Mor Shir Mizmor Chanukas HaMizbeach, because according to Vistosis Yontif, not only was the Mishkan set up at this time, but the Mizbeach itself was reconsecrated on the 25th of Kislev. Now, that's background number one. Background number two, the Rambam, as well as the Ravid in Hilchos Tumidim Musafin, says the Rambam writes that Ner Ma'aravi, the middle Ner Shekava that goes out, Ein Madalikino, so you're not going to relight it. Achar Dishuno, Elami Mizbeach. In other words, the only fire that you could use to rekindle the Ner Ma'aravi, the middle Ner of the menorah, is from the Mizbeach. So that leads us to a bomb question asked by many, including Rabbi Yashav and other earlier Achronim. They say, so how exactly were they able to have, how were the Chashmonaim able to light the menorah? Yes, they found the Pach Shemen of oil, but where did they get the fire from? They could only get the fire from the Mizbeach. In other words, you can only light the menorah when there is a Mizbeach to get the fire from. But here there was no Mizbeach, according to the most poskim other than that Tosfos Yontif. And therefore, in other words, there was no Mizbeach for another 8 days. So where did they get the fire to light the menorah? So this obviously, according to Tosfos Yontif, this is not a question at all, because the Tosfos Yontif, we said, says that first the Chashmonaim rebuilt the Mizbeach. Then once they built the Mizbeach, then they took the fire from the Mizbeach and lit the menorah, all on Chaf Hei Kislev, all on Chanukah. But what about according to the other sources, like Megillus Tainus, which says that they didn't rebuild the Mizbeach for another 8 days? So where exactly, or how exactly, are they lighting the menorah? So a couple of answers to this question. Rabbi Menachem Zemba, Zatzal, and in citing the Sefer Gur Ari Yehuda, which I believe is by his son, says the Mizbeach is only ma'akev. In other words, you only need the fire of the Mizbeach to use that fire to light the menorah when it's a time when the Mizbeach could be rebuilt. And the Mizbeach could only be rebuilt during the day. So at night, you don't have this, ikuv, you don't have this condition that you must have a Mizbeach and light the fire from there in order to light the menorah. So therefore, in other words, there is no problem for the Chashmonaim to at night have lit the menorah, the Ner Ma'aravi, from some other fire, even though the Mizbeach didn't exist at that point. Okay, that's a very creative answer. Rabbi Yashav, though, gives a different answer, citing the Chashukei Chemed, Reb Zilberstein, that this lighting was not for Kiyam HaMitzvah. In other words, it's a little bit mind-boggling, it kind of changed the whole story of Hanukkah, that they, when the Chashmonaim came in and they found this Pach Shemen and they lit the menorah, it wasn't really the menorah. It wasn't a halachic lighting of the menorah, because it couldn't be a halachic lighting of the menorah. They didn't have a Mizbeach. It wasn't even done in the Heichal. If you look at it, says that they went Hiruiku Neros Bechatzros Kadshacha, in the Chatzar of the Kodesh. In other words, it sounds like it was even written in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. We say that so many times, you never even think, it doesn't even make sense at first glance. Answer is that they only lit the menorah outside the actual place where they really lit it. They went in the Chatzar, because it wasn't really a lighting of the menorah. And that's, this actually explains, says the Chashuk Echamido, a wild marsha, which is, what are they lighting? They didn't even have a menorah. So they went in shivrei kli cheres, in like broken shards of earthenware vessels. Now, you're not allowed to light a menorah out of, a menorah can't be made out of earthenware, so what's the pshat? How could they have done that? Answer is, because it wasn't a real lighting. Now, the Parashas Yosef HaChadosh adds, this also explains why we have 8 days of Chanukah, because what's the, everyone asks the famous Beis Yosef's question, why you have 8 nights, you should only have 7 nights, because the first night was a regular lighting. Answer is, one day, one extra candle is for the Nes, that it even lasted the entire time when it wasn't even an obligatory lighting. I understand that there was a Nes, 8 days of a Nes, or 7 days of an ace for a obligatory candle lighting. But this wasn't even obligatory. They didn't have a menorah. They didn't have a chiv to light the menorah because they had no mizbeach. So therefore, the one light night is for the extra day that they had the chiddush. Now, it's interesting. The father of Tzimaya Zoboberg has a sefer Shut Maharav, and he gives a different, he says, or at least explains, this is why they split the menorah into 8 nights, right? They split the oil into 8 nights. The question is, why didn't they just light it all one night? According to some, they split into 8 nights, and that's why you have 8 days of Chanukah, because each day was actually a miracle, because they had 1/8 of the oil, and each 1/8 of the oil lasted the full amount. But why would they do that? Why would they split into 8 nights? Answer is, because this wasn't a real lighting. They wanted to highlight that this is only a fake lighting, so they divvied it up into 8 parts, each of which would not have fulfilled the actual mitzvah, because it didn't last that long, and that's why they did it that way, which, pretty wild to rethink that this whole lighting was not really a real halachic lighting.